Hello and welcome back to the last episode of the mystical mini-series we have for you this Christmas, so you can get a little break from the holidays, listen and enjoy. In this episode, we are talking about a house clearing within that we did remotely. Both of us was on by like video call with the person we were clearing the house for. This episode, it will come out after. So just so you guys know, we're just going to talk a little bit about what happened there, what we thought of it. And yeah, so the background of this house is, I don't know how much I can say, but Virginia is the one that introduced this person, or she reached out to Virginia to help out with the house, and there was a lot of energy there, and it was two floors, like the basement and the first floor, and different stuff in different floors as well. A lot of heavy energy, and it was like an old place too. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the place.
We pretty much were trying to help someone out that was just having a lot of things happening there, and I didn't know more about it than you did, Stina, because I'd had conversations prior. There were just so many things going on, and it felt like this person really needed help, and it would be nice if we could help out. And this person's really sweet, very loving, and just such a gentle person, and we were just like, all right, let's see what we can do. I think this was the first time you and I were working together remotely to clear a place. I think you had done some clearings by yourself on your own. I had done some by myself, but we were trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to tag team this? And also working like in different time zones, and you're in a different place. We're all in different places. So it's pretty interesting, even coordinating to try to get something like this done, but we did. And the house itself had an interesting history, but I learned about it at the same time that you did, when our person was explaining it to us. Because before we're doing a house clearing, even though we might hear about some of the issues, we try not to know too much about even who's there, and like physically, not just like spiritually, but who is we're trying to figure out just the energy of the house and not know too much about it. Let's just say it that way. But basically there were some unwanted guests that we knew we were probably going to encounter. I think I knew way more than you did, Stina. Honestly, I don't even think you'd heard half the stuff that I knew, which is interesting because you actually picked up on a lot of very specific things. And I was like, wow, she got it. Amazing. The nice thing for you guys is that you will have a chance to listen to it and watch it if you're on YouTube. It's pretty cool. We were actually able to, at the time, we didn't realize we had picked up some of the sounds, some interesting sounds that were coming while we were doing the reading and clearing. So we won't spoil it by telling you what they were. You'll have to listen or watch the episode, and then you tell us if you heard anything interesting there. But they did make themselves known, and I think they were reacting to some of the stuff that we were saying. I don't know if there's anything special that you want to mention about the experience and how it was for you, Stina. I'll just say, for me personally, it was great to see you work. And I was like, wow, she's really good. And also, I think our client or our person was very impressed too, because there were some things that she knew I knew, but she knew for a fact that you didn't. And I love the experience of being able to help her. So it was cool.
I really enjoyed like the experience of helping her too. And I feel like we also saw a lot of similar stuff that was going on. It was so cool working with you. And like, there's one thing kind of reading or like working on a place and what you're getting up, but the fact that you're getting not verified, but like acknowledgement that you like see the same, you experience the same. And yeah, I was impressed about everything you got up as well. I feel like when it comes to the psychic stuff, the less you know, the better for like both parties, because then it's easier for the other one to kind of be like, oh, okay, here's stuff that the other person doesn't know. At the same time, the one that is reading the place, they have like a blank paper, or like without any, that you're not affected. So you come there without judgment in a way, or expectations to yourself or what you feel like you have to read before that. But yeah, it was very cool. Like, I enjoyed, well, it was heavy and a lot of stuff that shouldn't be there, but I think it was cool to kind of work on that place, and the fact that she noticed that we had been working on that place later on as well, and that the stuff that I also saw was like, oh, that happened, or like the stuff she shared was like, oh my god, yeah, that's, it's connected. So yeah,
I like the, like, just to go off of what you're saying about the validation, or, you know, like, it's so interesting because I remember very specific points where I was seeing something and then you said it, and I was like, oh my god, I had to really, I had to stop myself from being like, oh my god, I see the same thing. I had to wait. I was like, wait. And just very excited about, like, oh, I see the same thing. And not that what we were seeing was nice, because it wasn't, but just the fact that it makes it more real. Like, oh, we are seeing that. It must be there. This must be true. This must be real. And that we can get that, the part about getting it right too, unfortunately, like, I don't want to have the expectation like I'm going to get it right, but I want to, right? And especially when you're trying to help somebody out with something, and it's like, let me make sure that we are seeing what we need to so that we can take care of it, right? But there were some very specific points, and I'll just mention, you guys will have to listen to it, but it's the basement. When we saw what we saw in the basement, you saw something in the bathroom that was later validated, I think almost to the detail of what was happening in there. And actually, I didn't share this with you, but I did speak to this person again recently, because we're preparing to release the recording, and she did share that what you saw in the bathroom, there was even more detail that she found out through a relative that told her, oh yes, this happened in the bathroom, and it had to do with what you saw, that she didn't know. She was like, oh my god, I didn't even know that, but it validated what you had said. And, you know, she did have an unfortunate accident on the stairs, and that's, I think when she told me about that, that's when I was like, you know what? We'll do a clearing and figure out what's going on there. And you picked up on that energy exactly where it happened. So that was freaky. Freaky was, in a good way, Stina.
Yeah. But I remember, like, you asked me about, like, is there more specific thing that you see around the stairs and stuff like that? And I was like, oh no, I don't know what to say. But yeah, it came up.
I know. I put you on the spot for sure. Yeah. I was like, yeah, do you see something on the stairs? But I knew that if I can guide you to that place, if you saw something, great. If you didn't, it would have been fine too. Because yeah, then it would have been validation for our client or our person to say, no, there's nothing there, don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, either way, it was going to be fine. I know you felt pressured, I'm sorry. But no, you got it. Okay. Unfortunately, there was something there.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to say is, and when you watch this episode, you might hear it, because we caught it on the recording and we didn't when we were live. Nobody heard this, but we did definitely catch something. Caught us by surprise, but it's there. So that part is in the episode if you guys want to listen. So yeah, there was that. And then, you know, just the overall energy, I think, that was in the place. And I think the biggest thing was just to let her know that it wasn't personal, so that she can rest easier. I mean, she has to live there. And that it was all stuff that had to do with the location and not her. And so at least there's also that maybe relief, like, oh, okay, I can, if you want, if you get tired of it, you can kind of like leave, and you can leave it there. But anyways, we might also have access to something she recorded again that happened in the bathroom, and we might be able to release that at some point as well. So anyone interested can kind of be on the lookout. We'll probably have it on Instagram, so that's where you'll be able to see it. Yeah. So I thought it was, I mean, we met some interesting characters in that place too, by name. I don't know if the names will be released on the recording or not yet. We'll see. I don't know. But they were real people at some point. Anyways, we cleared out what we needed to clear out, helped out our person, and yeah, it was a good experience. I think lots of energy, like you said, Stina, lots of energy, but we got through it.
Yeah, we did. And it's fun to look back on.
Oh yeah.
It's cool. I enjoyed it. I hope we can clear other houses together in the future as well.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. You made it. Yay, 7 episodes. Hopefully it's been entertaining and fun. Happy holidays. We'll catch you at some point with maybe some other series at some other time, and we'll see what we can come up with. Bye.
Yeah.